Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Your world right now outside is a reflection of your world inside. I have to tone it down just a little bit because I used that this past week at our school and it lit up some students like, whoa, I'm starting to realize that where I am right now is a reflection of all my thoughts. What I'm going through right now is a reflection of everything on the inside. We're on part two of our identity in just a moment, and this morning we're going to talk about who you are in Christ. Last week, in fact, I had a student who's not here this morning, came to me and he asked me in the middle of the week, he said, are you still one? I knew exactly what he was saying. I said, absolutely, I'm an overcomer. You know, from day to day, the enemy will do everything he can to distort that so you do not believe that you are an overcomer. I'm not going to go back to last Sunday morning's message, but you've got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And most believers do not know who they are. Oh, they know that they're saved and they're going to heaven, but everything in between is like vacant. And God wants us to realize that we are overcomers. But more than that, he says that we are conquerors. Meaning the things that you're looking at for this upcoming week, those can all be taken care of because of the world that you have on the inside. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Your inside world must always be greater than your outside world. You can't let the world outside dominate who you are inside, because you are greater on the inside. Here's another thing I think all believers need to do. They need to flush every time they come into the house of the Lord. Because a lot of times believers are already set and they go, oh, I've heard that so many times, but you don't live it. You can call yourself a conqueror, but you've got to go out and conquer. All of the work that you see going on in this ministry has got to enlarge by those who know who they are, called conquerors. It's not up to the few, it's up to all of us. We all have a part to play in God's kingdom. And when we realize what our part is, we just begin to hone in on those skills, those talents, those abilities, and then we begin matching up with those who have what we don't have, and all of a sudden people begin to see more of Christ than you or me. That was a good place to put an amen. But see, in the body of Christ, we do like to treat it like it's a business world, or we like to treat it like it's sports, and we end up competing against each other. Man, you can't do that. Not in the kingdom. Royalty has already been given to you. What you do is you match up who you are with all that God's made you with others who are made in his image. And then all of a sudden, people begin to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Both Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, when I was looking up on the stage, it was almost like it was Christ standing there giving us valid information. Beyond whoever was standing on that stage, you could feel and you were aware of the presence of the Most High God. And the thing that just overwhelmed me both Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Boy, I'm so cognizant to want to say Sunday because you normally you don't do two in one. Unless you're married. See, that's another thing. The church will squeal to the high heavens about all the sexual immorality, but we've got closed doors to one of the greatest themes in God's word. So when you won't talk up, the world will. When the church is quiet, the locker rooms are, I used to be in them. So you miss that two in one. And you wonder why there's adultery. And you wonder why there's side things going on in relation. Because you've got individuals in a marriage who are not dead. When I'm dead and she's dead, it might be 3-1. Whoo, it's quiet in here. Whoo. Thank God he died for me, but don't ask me to die. He's not asking you to go out and die physically. He's asking you to die to you. Man, people don't need to hear more about me. People need to hear about him and see him in me, the hope of glory. And there's no better place to see that than in marriage. I got really shook up when Pastor Morris, when he kind of got real, kind of just leveled things off, and he began to talk about how God made a visit to Moses and said, I'm about to kill you. See, that's another thing we don't like to hear. We always like to talk about God and love. Well, he's got more to him than that. And Jensen brought that up big time Friday night about how the church is catering more to the feminist side than it is to the masculine side. That's why most men don't want to have anything to do with it. Oh, I can see it's gotten quiet. And Moses, I'm just trying to give you some snippets. Moses found out that the man that he was outside in public, that wasn't the man who he was at home. Boy, I took that. It just riveted deep in my spirit that whatever I'm preaching and whatever I'm doing in the community, man, I better be doing that plus at the home level. Or he may make a visit to me. Let me tell you something. We seldom respect those in leadership. That's nationwide and in the body of Christ, which tells me we don't even respect and fear God anymore. God never make a visit like that with me. Are you serious? But here was the thing, because maybe some of you were thinking, what captured you about Pastor Morris? The moment that the man of God was done, I looked up and blinked and he was not on the stage anymore. That's when I really realized we were in the presence of the Lord. And it was merely a servant giving out all of this incredible information, but he just disappeared. It was like, where'd he go? That is foreign to most of the church world today. Because most of the time, they're standing around to go, come on, come on, come on, feed my ego. Come on, bring it, bring it, bring it. That's true. It's true. But when you know, Pastor, I thought we were talking about remember who you are. We sure are. Where are you right now? No, seriously, don't let me know, because he knows. Where are you right now while I'm delivering the word of the Lord to you? Are you here? Of course you're here. Are you really here? Are you locked in to where you're feeding your spirit so that your mind can be renewed, so that your world on the inside is bigger than the world on the outside? If you're living according to the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Let me break this down. It doesn't matter who your teacher is. It's the subject, not the teacher. It doesn't matter who your administrator is. It's about your education, not about their leadership. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years incarcerated, and he became an incredible student. He could have sat in there and just had all kinds of fury fits about the fact that he was doing something that he didn't even do. It's more important who you are on the inside than what's going on the outside. How well are you navigating? No, 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 no. From the inside, not the outside. If the lights aren't on you, the lights are still on you. Because he always has his eye on the sparrow, and he can see you even when others can't see you. Come on now. Who you are inside is greater than who you are on the outside. So just because, young people, you can sneak around the campus, or you can sneak off of your home and you can do things and your parents don't know, God knows. It's just a matter of time. It's coming. I didn't believe that back then, but I believe it now. And because I believe it now, I also know what worked against me now can work for me. If I understand, it's all about living life from the inside. Oh, he's talking about the world system. No, the Bible says that the kingdom of God now dwelleth in you. So what kind of a kingdom does he have in you? Is it minimized or is it maximized by saying, I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. And it's not about you conquering people. It's about Christ conquering you. Conquering you. And when he conquers you, he'll take care of everything you're dealing with on the outside. And why would you want to date any individual that's not a conqueror? Now see, if I was in an educational setting right now, because I do it every day in the cafeteria, when I see students not paying attention, I go walk right up to them. I come right to where they are. So that should have been a hint to all of you. He must be looking at the young people right now, darn straight. The church is playing, and kids know it, so they're playing. Because they think we're playing. Because most churches are playing. They have a morning service. They might have an evening service. Then they have whatever during the week. And nothing changes. Because our world is dictated by the world. When it should be, the kingdom of Jesus Christ makes me an overcomer and I'm more than a conqueror. Let's go. I'm not talking about let's go as in someone coming against you or coming against me, but whatever the situation, go ahead and address it and go after it and get it done. And the lights may never come on. But because he's the light of the world, they're always on in the kingdom. What does that mean? That means he's watching you now. And you may have said, man, that was awesome Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Man, I don't have much juice, but I'm going to at least go in there and flop. No, man, I'm ready to see what God has for me today. I'm not eating off of Friday night, though I'm pondering it. I'm not eating off of Saturday morning, and I'm not eating off of Saturday afternoon. I may ponder those things, but I want a fresh revelation when I come under the sound of the gospel. Give me something fresh. That's what was one of the reasons why. One of the reasons why we stopped when we saw the red light was on. Not just it was Krispy Kreme, but the light was on. So let me ask you a question. Is your light on? So let me say this to the ladies this morning, since you're conquerors. No, 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 no. I'm not talking about conquering him. Do you have a red light on in your home? Preferably in that place of worship, your sanctuary. I've always said, and I'm going to maintain this until proven wrong with data, a man who has a red light at home seldom, if ever, will look for lights outside. Amen. Amen. I am woman. That's a cool song, but show up and do your thing. In that relationship. Oh man, we have a civil war going on at home. Well then, both of you, as conquerors in the kingdom, come before the ultimate conqueror and say, conquer us. Before we destroy each other. And the children. For generations to come. Boy, you got to hear Pastor Morris. That's all introduction. And I got to get this within like maybe 15 minutes. So I'm just going to dig a little bit. Okay? I'm just going to dig a little bit. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Remember last week we showed the Lion King. You remember that. You remember Simba, how he struggled to actually get to where he could see his father. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not, and sometimes God allows it to be difficult to see how hungry you are. Like, I like it when Robin's a little frisky and then she kind of backs off. It's like, well, that's cool, baby. I got plenty. Keep the father, you guys don't understand. Because there's an enemy sitting on your left shoulder. Everything that's left, that doesn't mean because you write with your left, but the left you better be careful of the left. And I'm not talking about politics either. I'm talking about everything left in regards to the kingdom and the kingdom of this world. Come on, church. The enemy sits on your shoulder, and every time I say something like 2-1 or got 3-1 day, and all the time you think, man, that's all he talks about. And you know that's not true. So let me go ahead and call him out. You know that you're a liar and you are the father of lies. The Lord rebuke you in the body of Christ. Now, I don't have a dialogue and I don't have a running conversation with him, but when I sense that he's doing some of his tweaky little things, I just call it out and say, the Lord rebuke you. How do you do that? Because in my world inside, where the kingdom of Jesus Christ, was that not powerful when he said, Jesus will come to me at some point, remember that? And he will, I've been living in you, now I want you to come live with me in my home. Remember that, Pastor? That was before you fell asleep yesterday. You don't even know how bad I want to play off of that. See what I was talking about? You see? But when you've got a healthy marriage and you've got pastors who really are in love with one person and they're not traveling from location to location, calling individuals while they're out of town, hooking up. So when you see, and for those of you who've known Robin and I all these years, you know, go ahead and look wherever you want to look. It's nowhere to be found. You know why? Because greater is he that is in her and in me than all the opportunities that the world would offer. You are more than a conqueror. But let me leave that alone. I'll pick that up later. Never apologize in that subject. Listen, when healthy relationships, marriages are in the body of Christ, it becomes attractive to kids who are crossing the line. Not only in regards to crossing with individuals they shouldn't be with, but all of a sudden they're crossing and now they're with the same gender. Why, of course, because they're watching and going, man, those people go to church, but man, they can't stand each other. And I watch them and I listen to them and they bark at each other and they put each other down. Kids are smart. Kids are watching. They want to see if what you have is really authentic. Just like the world looks to see if you really are a conqueror. Because they want to conquer too, but they don't know how to do it until they come to the foot of the cross. The song that we sang, the power of the cross. You know how much conquering was going on in the midst of death? Do you know how much Jesus was overcoming while he stayed on the cross? Are you willing to let people see you suffer? Are you willing to let people see you in agony? Are you willing to let people see the blood flow that they might really know he's not a wimp, he's not a loser? Man, is that a champion. Man, is that an overcomer. Man, is that a conquering somebody. Come on, church. We're going to just dig a little bit with the Apostle Paul. So there's going to be times in your life, I'm going back to the quick story, where you're going to feel like Simba. And the Holy, I know you're going to be offended, but that's your issue. And I take authority over the spirit of offense. Do you know it hovers over the body of Christ more than it does in the world? Did you know that? That spirit absolutely looks in the local church to see who's the weakling and who's the darling, that I can use that person so that they can be offended. Because they haven't yet understood it's what's greater on the inside than what they're doing on the outside. But since they don't have eyes to see, are you with me this morning? Since they don't have eyes to see, I'll give them these eyes, and now they can be offended. Conquerors do not get offended. Overcomers never stop at the well of offense. They just keep on marching. They just keep on coming. Sometimes you don't even hear them, but you see them. But maybe like Simba and Rafiki, the Rafiki could be like the Holy Spirit. Oh, such a terrible image that he's drawing up. Oh, I'm thinking of a dove. Okay. That's because you're stuck in your box. Were those not good insights that he brought about the box? But the Holy Spirit keeps telling you, come on, come on, come on. You're almost there and you're going through everything. And come on, come on, you're going to see the face of the Father. Come on, come on, you can make it. Wait up for me. And you finally get the picture and you go, whoa, whoa, there's my Father. There he is. Whoa. It can revolutionize your life when you take a picture of the Holy Spirit's love for you as you look at the love of the Father he has for you. And you will begin to alter on the inside, and you'll begin saying, I'm more than a conqueror. 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 Will you stop saying that? Well, will you start saying that? Romans 8:37 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Oh, no. Oh, man, this is a major brain issue. I almost used another word there for you. You mean to tell me I'm a conqueror, but I do it through love? That's how he conquered. And it was Dr. Martin Luther King, since we celebrate February as Black History Month. Gosh, there's so much information I just want to share with you. And I guess you guys are very comfortable with that because we live in the age of information. I was in a meeting this past week where that particular topic came up, and I went straight for the jugular. Why? Because I'm a conqueror. No, 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 not belligerent, not unkind, not ugly. But when it was brought up, I said, excuse me. I said, in the 4 years that I've been at Levy Learning Academy, every month that we roll through February, I always recognize with videos, quotes, and clips all of the Black History Month because it's important to our history, their history, and the history of Almighty God. That would be a real good time, okay, Jensen, for a praise break. Uh-huh. Because those have been some nasty, nasty lines that have been all over this nation. And have you noticed how the media still tries to use it? Can I go a little bit further? Thank you for the permission. When I see a no, it's a yes. It is amazing how we'll celebrate African Americans, I'm talking about conquering this morning, in all of the athletic things they do for your team. But my God, I'm not going out for lunch with them. And if they're in trouble, well, they can just call their coach. And don't ask me to fellowship with them in church, because they're different than we. I told you that you're living on the wrong side of the world. Because if you'll look at it from the inside out, everyone, oh, I really stretched it, didn't I? Everyone was created in his image, and they have right and access to be who you are, more than a conqueror. That's the word. So how did you get there this morning? Well, I was getting ready to say that love is the greatest tool in your toolbox to conquer. To use that tool. Jesus did it. They hated him. They despised him. Who are they? Those who were the religious people despised Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. You really need to forget all the movies about it. Just go read and ask the Holy Spirit, the great comforter. Oh, Pastor Morris, while you're preaching up in Georgia, oh, did you ever bring out reality about the comforter? And I want to tell that story about his wife and the comforter. Oh, and that's how most people feel about the Holy Spirit in the church. But the Holy Spirit's bringing something out as we move towards a place to stop, and I'll be back. But more important than I'll be back, the Holy Spirit's going to be back in again next Sunday to tell you who you are. But you can always tell when people are shallow. I'm not calling anybody here shallow. And if you feel that I did, let me know so I can come in and actually say that. See how the devil will play with your head? And eventually that's going to be one of the points he's going to bring out. That through the Holy Spirit, you conquer your mind. I used to say all the time, man, that's a head case right there. I don't even know why the body follows, but that's a head case. Come on, church. Come on, church. If you're going to tackle the issues of this generation, you're going to have to move beyond the realm of the outside to the inside, beyond the realm of the natural, the mind, and you're going to have to move into the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, through love, will begin to comfort and counsel people to let them know, you're living on the left side, get over on the right side. Conquering, 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 conquering. Dr. Martin Luther King said, listen, hate will never conquer, but love will cover. That's what he did for us. Certainly not me, and I'm sure there's got to be a few others. If Jesus came to me and said, I'm about to conquer you, man, there's all hell breaks loose. Because you got the same thing. Why'd you guys look at me like I just cussed? All hell will break loose, because the old Adam in us does not want to be conquered. But if you can love me and love me and love me and know all about me and see me when nobody else sees me and the lights are off and the lights are on and they're all kind of gray all around me, and you love me, you can break my heart. But if you come at me like you're going to conquer me, oh, hell, no, let's get it on. Why do you keep using that word? Because that's where we get our tools. Out of the hellacious things of this world, we grab, oh, the Holy Spirit's here. We grab the tools out of the toolbox that have been furnished and fired in hell, and we begin stabbing and speaking and correcting people with our hellish toolboxes. But you can put that over on the left this morning, Holy Spirit of God. And you can go to the right side and you can pick up all the tools that you need in heaven's toolbox, and you can conquer everything through love. Authentic love. And let me just say, in case you're not quite sure, don't fluff me. What does that mean? Don't snow me. Don't snow me. Don't come with that artificial stuff. Man, Jesus read it right away. And he even, how embarrassed he must, are you with me this morning? Jesus, I know you're not alone. Ooh, I know you're here with me. Can you imagine what Judas felt like when Jesus knew, because he told the boys what was coming as they got ready to leave the garden. Come on, church. But he knew who he was, a conqueror, even though a serpent tried to come and interrupt and interpret. Oh, Jesus. The serpent will come to you too. Oh, sweetheart, did Pastor Morris do a great job about Lucifer? I forgot you were sleeping at that time. I'm not making fun. It was so deep. We don't know who Lucifer was. He was one of the archangels. And he comes several times in the wilderness, in the garden, and he begins to instruct. Have you ever been around him? Have you ever been around when you're getting the wrong instruct? I can see clearly now. And then he begins to interpret things out of his own instruction to Jesus. But Jesus knew that he was more than a conqueror. I'm almost done. But may something well up inside of you so that you will go, oh, my goodness, I need to remember who I am. I have been created in his image. He brought me out of darkness into light. I'm living in him. It's an inside job, and the light is always on, regardless if the donuts are cold. And man, that donut yesterday when we got back on that van, baby, I wanted to go for the smiley right away. And see, only those who were at the marriage conference understand all about the smiley. Give me a little wink. Oh, I already got the heart, girl. What you talking about? Church, Jesus Christ so triumphed over the enemy through the power of love. You are more than a conqueror. But Pastor, you don't even know the things that are on my list for this week. I there's no way, and I blew it over the weekend. No, that's the outside, not the inside. You are more than a conqueror, and you conquer through love, authentic love that shows up when you're stretched, when you've been hit, when you've been nailed, when you've been stuck, when they put something on your brow. Come on, give God praise in this place, and His love continues to flow through you. That makes you more than a conqueror. Closing verse. I want to see if I can do it without him. Lord Jesus, look at me. Have you ever told the Lord, I can't do this? Man, we just heard Jensen Franklin. Boy, did he break Friday night. But see, some people are so non-sensitive to the Holy Spirit, they don't even know where the man of God is when he's preaching. I kept just nudging. I said, man, his heart's broken. His heart's broken about his family. His heart's broken about the ministry. His heart is broken. See, when you know who you really are, you can be real. Jesus knew who he was. Here's the last verse. And I'm going to drop this into your spirit so that you will know why you're more than a conqueror. Listen, Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Listen, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, there isn't anything you can't do that he asked you to do. You can pass those tests. You can break away from those wrong relationships. With this, we close. And we'll be back next Sunday. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. This is what I want you to take out. Listen closely. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Conquerors never condemn themselves and never let the world do it either. So whatever you went through this past week, put it under the blood. Let him wash you. Let him renew you. And Jesus said, you are always washed with the word. So guess what he's been doing while you've been under the sound of his voice? That would be the Holy Spirit through a broken vessel. He has been washing you. Maybe some of you felt like Peter, man, no, Lord, not me. Go ahead and move to somebody else. And he stepped down below and he began to wash your feet. Because he wants you to see clearly now that it's not the outside that makes you a conqueror. It's who you are on the inside. I hope that Robin learned something this weekend. Not to invite me to go shopping. And I walked. God help us. Ding, 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 ding. And I walked from where we were staying to where up the hill. Ding, 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 ding. It's got to be at least 200. See, but what you have to understand, it's always on the inside. There will always be voices on the outside, but it's what's on the inside. So when you say one, I go 200. You say two, I say 400. You're playing life from the inside out. But listen real close so you get this. Because you're thinking, where he's so scattered. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm deep in the spirit. Join me. Join me. Quit using the comforter as a blanket that you can see. Debbie Morris. Oh, no, honey. We don't use the comforter when we go to bed, we only put it on there for show. The Holy Spirit is not here to show off. He's here to let you know there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And he's here to comfort you, to let you know you are a conqueror. 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 Is there any other voices in here? You are a conqueror. I am a conqueror. I am a conqueror. Until you say it and believe it, it won't happen. So we're walking around and welcome to Moe's. 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 And so we leave after we've had a little bite to eat. And the ladies said, we're going to go this way. And I saw a bookstore. And I said, I'm going to go this way. I should have gone that way. Because when she came back, she said, ooh, do you like this right here? It smells so good. Don't you think it smells good? And I said to myself, darn it. And then Larry Seitz showed up. Always remember, she's your bride, and whatever she wants. I said, go away, Larry. Go, Larry. He talked about that right here. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will bring to your memory. And just because you lock this out, you can't lock him out. And you only lock your mind and your, listen, subconscious. You can't shut down your spirit if you're born from above. So he's going to bring back to you what you heard this morning. And so they came and found me, because she knows where to find me. I'm in the books. And guess what, church? I got three free books. Three. No cost. Perfume, cost. Ding, 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 ding. 50. 50. 50 points. But then I found a book I needed to buy. I had to buy it. I've always admired Bill Walsh. He tragically died while they were getting ready to write the book. Maybe you're here this morning and you think you're going to be here forever. This could be the last day you're ever in this house. I got a call Monday night from Haven Hospice. This past Monday. Hey, coach, this is so-and-so. Would you be willing? I said, I don't know the individual. I'll get back to the book. I'm talking about Bill Walsh passing away. And they said, we don't know anyone else to call. Will you be willing to come over and read the word and pray? I said, yes. Because conquerors are in season and out of season. This is not, since I grew up in the church, this is not a sign of a conqueror in church. We need to have a meeting. Let's get together with the pastors and let them know. You're not a conqueror. You're religious. So I went and I did what I was supposed to do. Back to Bill Walsh. His first year as the coach of the 49ers, he recruited and brought in Joe Montana and a host of others. If you know anything about the 49ers organization, they flipped the script, as Pastor B said, maybe three so years ago. Their first year, you would have never said that he was a mastermind. You would have never said that he was incredible. They won like two games. Hello, Cleveland Browns. They won one. But he knew who he was, and he knew who he had put around him. Names like Paul Brown and a host of others. And the rest is history. You don't need to look at the track record. You just need to know who you are on the inside. And just keep on doing what God's asked you to do. Because your season is coming up. Shall we pray?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.